Okay, here we go. Shabbos Daf Beis. As we mentioned yesterday, every Masechta in Shas has its own character, has its own personality. This is this Masechta is going to be very different than the one that we were Baruch Hashem just zocheh to finish. And every part of Masechta Shabbos also has its own character. A lot of Masechta Shabbos deals with the Malacha of Hotza'ah, which is the first discussion that we're going to have. We're going to talk about why that is. And we're going to, on the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel has Hotza'ah as the 39th Malacha. We're going to be referring to that Mishnah many, many times throughout the Masechta. The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel has the list of the 39. The first one discussed is the Malacha of Hotza'ah. That's where we pick up. Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shehin Arba. Carrying out on Shabbos. We know carrying out from Rosh HaRabim to Rosh HaYachid or Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaRabim from a public to a private or a private to a public domain. That is a Malacha D'Oraisa on Shabbos. Yitzias HaShabbos, so those types of cases, the Mishnah says, Shtayim Shehin Arba. There are two that are really four. Bifnim, for the person standing inside. V'shtayim Shehin Arba Bachutz. And there are two that are four for the person standing outside. In other words, the Mishnah is about to explain what it means, that we're talking about one person standing inside, one person standing outside. There are cases where there are two which are four, we'll see what that means, for the person standing inside, there are two which are four for the person standing outside. But even before we get to that, a major question on this whole beginning is the question that Tosfos asks. The first Tosfos, Yitzias HaShabbos, asks, why does the Malacha start with Hotza'ah? Hotza'ah is the 39th Malacha. You know, L'chora, you should start. If you look after this first Mishnah, it's all chronological. All the halachas, the rest of the first parak is all about things that happen on Erev Shabbos. Gezeros that a tailor is not supposed to walk out with his needle on Erev Shabbos because he might forget it. And many other halachas about starting to cook on Erev Shabbos and other halachas. So why does the Gemara start with Hotza? Why does the Mishnah start with Hotza? Why did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi see fit to start this way? Especially because it's the last malacha listed in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel. Tosfos gives three answers. The first answer is that, you know why it says Hotza? If you look right across from Rabbeinu Chananel, Tosfos says, V'tirates, de Hotza chaviva leila akdume, mishum de mi Mishnah zu shamina kama dvarim. Because in this Mishnah, we're going to learn so many different details about Hotza'ah, so that's why we want to learn it. There's so much to learn about, usually you have a Mishnah, so you learn one or two halachas. But here, this Mishnah is going to teach us so much about Hotza'ah, that's why we wanted to, the review that Rashi wanted to start with it. Number one. Number two, a couple of lines down. Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh, the Dover Hahove, Rogel Hashas L'Shnos Tchila. No, we find a couple of places throughout the Mishnayos that something very common Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi puts first. If you think about it, you know, a choresh, how often does choresh come up? You know, whoever's not a farmer, choresh doesn't come up. How often does bishul come up? Who's cooking on Shabbos? How often does, so, okay, other malachas, as we've spoken in the past, they all do come up. But, you know, they're not so common. Hotza'ah, so many times, right, we go to shul, and we oh, I'm something in my pocket. It's so common. So Rabbeinu Tam says that's why it's first, because it's so common. And that's the first two. Number three is the yesod. Number three, the last skinny line in Tosfos, V'yod Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, De Pasach B'Yitzios B'Shem Deboi L'Meimar, etc. Last five words of Tosfos, Mishum De Malacha Geruahi, Kamosha Afarish. Because, you know why it starts with Hotza'ah? Because Hotza'ah is a weak, inferior Malacha, as I will explain. What does that mean? So if you look down three Tosfosim and Tosfos Pashat, Tosfos, after asking a question, which we'll get to later, asks, why does it start with Hotza'ah? Because it's a weak inferior malacha. And therefore, because it's an inferior malacha, which we'll talk about why in a second, that's why Rabbi Yehuda had to kind of bolster it and give it some press. So that's why it starts with it. Because it's a weak malacha. It's a weak malacha, so that's why he puts it first. Why is it a weak malacha? So there are a number of approaches given. The one that's more well-known, Tosfos says there, in Dibur Masechta Pashat, Tosfos says that it's a weak malacha because, what's Hotza'ah? Usually you have a malacha, and the malacha is Asur on Shabbos, cooking. Cooking is Asur on Shabbos no matter where you cook. Plowing is Asur on Shabbos no matter where you plow. All malachas are inherently Asur activities. That's what makes them a malacha. All of a sudden, what's Hotza'ah? I carry my pen from one place to another place. If I carry my pen from this table to that table, it's mutter. There's nothing inherently wrong with carrying. All of a sudden, if I happen to carry from one place to another place, oh, here it's usser, if I carry from place to place. But in this room, carry from place to place is mutter. So what kind of malacha is that? There's nothing inherently wrong with the act. It's totally on the place. Says Tosfos, that's what makes it inferior. Hotsa is a malacha gerua. Because it's a malacha gerua, it's a weak malacha. Inherently, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just totally on the place. Because it's inferior, that's why Rabbi Yonasi puts it first. That's one svara given by Tosfos why it's inferior. There is another svara given by the Meiri here, and the Arzarua, we discussed a little bit a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, on a Tuesday night shiur. And that is, by all of the malachas, there's a change in an object. There's a shinui in the chefsa. When you plant something, when you cut something, when you clean something, there's always a change. You did something. You accomplished something. But by Hotsa, what do you accomplish? So you have this thing outside. There's nothing different about it. What do you really do? So that's another reason why Hotsa is kind of different than all the other 38 malachas. Because you didn't really do anything. So because you didn't really do anything, again, that's a reason why it's geruah, and that's why it's put first. Okay, so those are two ideas that we're going to be coming back with to that idea of Hotsa Malacha Gerua many times throughout our discussions of the Masechta. There is an interesting, I saw the Gilyone Ashas, so Yosef Engel says, he quotes a Maharal, who says, maybe just the opposite. Maybe Hotsa is the most important Malacha, the most common Malacha. Why is it the most common Malacha? So he says, quotes a Maharal, he says, the Hotsa hi Malacha Chamura Tvei. It's a huge Chiddush. Misha Malachas. Why? Bipasa Yosef Misyacheses L'Shabbos Befrat. It's the only Malacha that only applies to Shabbos. And not to Yantif. Right? Even Bishul, certain Bishul, if it's not L'Tzarach Yantif, is Asur on Yantif. You can only cook specifically for certain needs on Yantif. So says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, quoting a Maharal, that maybe it's the most chaver malacha because Hotzah really shows the uniqueness of Shabbos. It's the only halacha that only applies on Shabbos. He says that maybe that's why even it's last on the other list, on Daf Ayin Gimel. Because all of these are okay, this is not, the last one, this is the Gemar, this is what makes Shabbos unique. It's totally opposite of what the pashtus is. Okay, so that is Hotsa Malacha Gerua, Tosfos, etc. We'll come back to this Bezhom later on in the Masechta in a number of places. Okay, now back to the Mishnah. I'm sorry, even before we do that, I have two answers that I saw in the Achronim on why it starts off with Hotsa. I mean, this is important. We're going to be talking about Hotsa. We have to figure out why. Tosfos had the three answers. The Pnei Yeshua says that if you look in the Torah, it's the first one listed. By the mon, they got the malach of Hotsa, Yetzi Yishbim Komo, before they got the rest of, before they got the other malachas, by Har Sinai, before they got the rest of Shabbos. And by Mara, they got some part of Shabbos, but he thinks Al Yetzi Yishbim Komo is before Lo Sasa Kom Malacha. So Hotsa is first in the Torah, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put Hotsa first. So that is why. Okay. Let's continue. So the Mishnah, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, cases of Hotsa are two that are four for the person inside, two that are four for the person outside. Ketzat, second line. Ha'ani omid b'chutz v'alabayis b'fnim. Here's the story. A poor person is standing outside the house, and a balabayis, the owner, is standing inside. These are the two people involved. So we'll talk about why the Mishnah specifically mentions those two types of people. Let's do the Mishnah first. Pashat ha'ani es yado lefnim. So even before we do this, we have to know that for a malacha of Hotsa, there are two parts. There are two requirements to violate a malacha d'oraisa of Hotsa. There's something called an akira, an uprooting of an object in one rishus, and then there's called a hanacha, the placement of the object in the other rishus. If you don't have both of these requirements, so then it is not a malacha d'oraisa, it's a malacha d'rabbanan. For example, that's why sometimes you hear, let's say you're walking in a place without an Eruv, and all of a sudden you realize you have something in your pocket. What do they say? Keep walking, don't stop. What do you mean, don't stop? What do you mean, you're doing a malacha? What if you're plowing? Keep plowing. Don't stop till after Shabbos. What are you talking about? Keep going. What's the answer? If you don't stop, there's no akira. There's no resting. So you're violating a drabanan, but it's better than a daraisa. So that's why if you don't have both of these elements, the akira and the hanacha, you're not going to violate daraisa. You need both for daraisa. Even one of them, at least for sure, an akira is going to be usur midzirabanan. So with that background, let's do the Mishnah. Pashat ha'ani es yado lefnim. So this is case, now we're talking about the cases, the two that are four for the person standing outside. Remember, because a poor person, you can remember who is who, the poor person is outside, and the balabayas, the owner of the house, is inside. So pashat ha'ani es yado lefnim. The ani sticks his hand inside, v'nasa, with something in it. V'nasa l'tok yado shabal habayas, and he puts something into the hand of the balabayas. So what happened in that case? The ani did an akira in the street, and he put it inside, and he put it in the hand of the balabayas. So in that case, the ani did everything. The balabayas is like a table. He's just standing there. So if the ani does both the akira and the hanacha, or shenatal mitocha b'hotzi ha'ani, or the opposite, but also talking about the Ani. The Ani sticks his hand in, he takes something out of the Baal HaBayis' hand, brings it out to the street, and now has it in the street. So in that case, Ha'ani Chayiv, u'Baal HaBayis Pater. In that case, the Ani is Chayiv, because the Chayiv always, the Rambam says this in the Perek Aleph in Hilcha Shabbos, three words in Hilcha Shabbos, Chayiv Pater Mutter. Chayiv means Asur Mida Oraisa, Chayiv means Chayiv Karbon. Pater, or Asur, means Pater Aval Asur, Pater Mida Oraisa, but Asur Mida Rabbanan. Third level is Mutter, Mutter Lechachila. Those are the three levels in Hilcha Shabbos. Those words might not mean the same thing in other areas of Halacha, but at least in Hilcha Shabbos, those are the three levels. Chayiv means Chayiv Daraisa. Pater or Asur means Asur Midrabanan. Mutter means Mutter. There is an exception to the rule. This is one of the exceptions. But Oshanata Midrach of Ahotzi Ha'ani, or the opposite, again, where the Ani sticks his hand in, pulls it out from the Baal HaBayis, and now has it in the street. Ha'ani Chayiv, the Ani there is Chayiv, because he did everything. He did an Akira, and he did a Hanacha. U'Baal HaBayis Pater, and the Baal HaBayis did nothing, and therefore Pater. The Gemara is going to say this is one of the three exceptions to the rule. This Pater means Mutter for the Baal HaBayis, because the Baal HaBayis just stood there like a table. He didn't do anything, so he's not. He didn't do an akira or hanacha. That's why it's mutter. But either way, those are the two for the ani. Again, the ani doing the akira and the hanacha. The ani standing outside. Either he picks it up here, he puts it down there inside, or he picks it up inside and he takes it outside. And of course, we're talking about a case where there is a rishus harabim da oraisa. Not every street is considered a rishus harabim da oraisa. Not for now to discuss what makes a rishus harabim da oraisa. The fact that you could have an eruv in a community means that it is not a rishus harabim da oraisa. If it is, you can't have an eruv. But that's the assumption that we're talking about a rishus harabim da oraisa street. So those are the two for the ani. The first two for the ani. We didn't get to that four yet. Okay, so now we get to the opposite case, though. What are the two for the Baal HaBayis? Pasha Baal HaBayis says, Yodol HaChutz, Benazal Tokh Yodol Shal Ani. If the Baal HaBayis sticks his hand outside, and he puts something into the hand of the Ani, Oshan Otel Mitocha V'Hichnis, or the opposite. He takes something from the hand of the Ani, brings it inside. So again, the Baal HaBayis did both the Akira and the Hanacha in both those cases. So then, the opposite, Baal HaBayis Chayiv Ha'ani Pater. So then the Baal HaBayis is Chayiv and the Ani is Pater, because again, the Baal HaBayis did everything, and this Pater again means Mutter. Because in both cases of the opposite, the Ani and the Baal HaBayis did nothing. Fine. So what about the second half of the statement? We said Yetzias HaShabbos are two that are four. So we did the two for each one. The two d'orises. Now we're going to get to the four. We're going to add on two more cases for each of them that are d'rabanan. And that's the pshat of two that are four. Two that are d'orisa, which are four altogether, that are mid'rabanan. By the two dots. Pashat ha'ani es yado lefnim. If the ani sticks his hand inside, v'notal bal habayis mitocha. And the ani has something in his hand. He has an object. He puts it inside, and then instead of the Ani putting it down, the Baal HaBayis takes it from his hand. And therefore the Baal HaBayis did the second half of the Malacha, the Baal HaBayis did the Hanacha, or Shinasan Latocha, Vehotzi, or the Baal HaBayis puts something into the hand of the Ani. The Ani's hand goes inside, the Baal HaBayis puts something into his hand, in other words, the Baal HaBayis does the Akira, and the Hanacha is done by the Ani, and the Ani brings it back out. So in that case, there's a team effort, right? One of them does the Akira, one of them does the Hanacha. Shnehem Peturin. Both of them are Pater. Here, Pater means like it always means. Pater Aval Asar Midrabanan. Because there's an Isser Durabanan to do an Akira, Rashi explains here, because you might come to do a Hanacha if you have to do an Akira. Question of whether Hanacha itself is Asr, but either way, if you do a half of a Malacha, usually that is Shnaim Shesa'uhu, two people that do a Malacha together, not half a Malacha, I take that back, two people that do a Malacha together, that is Pata, that is an Isser Durabanan. So that's the two extra for the Ani. The Ani has two Daraisa, if he does both the Akira and the Hanacha. Shehein Arba, that are four, meaning add on to Midrabanan, if he does half and half, if he does an Akira or a Hanacha. Let me just finish the Mishnah. And then the extra two for the Baal HaBayis as well. Pashat Baal HaBayis Yadol HaChutz. If the Baal HaBayis sticks his hand outside, V'natal Ha'ani Mitocha, and the Ani takes something from the hand of the Baal HaBayis, so again, the Baal HaBayis did the Akira in his house, and now the Ani is doing the Hanacha in the street, because he took it out of the Baal HaBayis' hand, Osha Nasan Latocha V'Hechnis, or after the Baal HaBayis stuck his hand out to the street, the Ani put something in it, so the Ani did the Akira. And then the Baal HaBayis brings it in, Shnehem Peturim. So then in that case, again, they're both Pater, which means both Asur Midrabanan, no Karban. Karban is only brought for a a chiyuv d'oraisa. They're both aser midrabbanan. Okay, these are the cases, the first Mishnah, Yitzias HaShabbos, two that are four, two d'oraisa that are four midrabbanan. Yeah.
Is that when they're both doing the melacha together? But here, they're not doing the melacha together. Here, they're both participating, but it's a mutter act 100%. It's in the house.
So Tovi is asking a good question, because later on is the source for Shnayim Shasu. I think it's a Mishnah on Tzadik Beis, Tzadik Gimel, around there. That's where it's a Gemara. It's Tzadik Gimel. So the Gemara there says, let's say carrying a pencil out to Rosh Hashanah. If both of us hold on to two halves of the pencil and then we walk out outside, that's called Shnayim Shasu Pturin. That's the case where two people doing a malacha that one person could do, and that's going to be Asur Midrabanan. But here you're saying it seems to be even less than that. So there's something that we've discussed in the past, but some Rishonim here and in other places say this might be even less. It might be what's called a Chatzi Malacha, and not even a chatzi shir of a malacha. So you're right, it might be better, but either way, at least for the Akira side of it, the way Rashi explains it, there's an Isser Drabbanan on Gzeira, you might do the Hanacha as well, even if it's just the chatzi malacha. Sorry.
Why is there equivalence given to the one who crossed the goal line, so to speak? Why doesn't he have more of an Isser than the other one? The other one didn't really do anything.
I'm saying, but that's the definition of Hotsah. Hotsah requires an uprooting in one place, transfer, and placement to the other place.
When
all
the person just did the uprooting, there was not, I understand it's only half of that part of that malacha, but that person...
But it's the start. That's part of the definition of Hotsah. Hotsah, we shouldn't think that Hotsah is just a transference. We have to realize Hotsah has a beginning and has an end. If you just go across, maybe it's different for Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah, which is a different form of Hotsah, that might be somewhat different. But at least for Hotsah, Mirashus L'Rashus, it requires an Akira and Anacha. And you're right. I mean, if you put something on a fire, nothing happened yet until it cooks. You know, the first step, if you stop right then, if you stop tape, so then it's not going to be anything yet. But that's the Chiddush. That's the definition of Akira and Anacha. Yeah. If the Ani takes it out of the hands of the Baal Bayis and brings it out, that's the first half of the Mishnah. That's a Daraisa. It's only if the Baal Bayis puts it into his hands. He didn't do the act of Akira. So that's when he's putter. You're right. If he takes it out of the Baal Bayis' hand, it's as if he's taking it off the floor. So that's the Daraisa. That's the first half of the Mishnah. The second half is because he's just like a table. It was put into his hand. That's not called an Akira. You can't do an Akira passively. Akira has to be an Oker. You have to be Oker something. Is that Oker for the Meniach? Yeah.
So if you found something in your pocket on Shabbos and you keep walking, when you get to your house, are you supposed to hand it to somebody that's in the house?
But no, because then if you started off in one house and you go end up in another house, that's called Mirshus Yachid, Mirshus Yachid, Mirshus Rabin Be'emsa, which is more lenient than just Mirshus Yachid, Mirshus Rabin. So then you could just stop when you get inside and tie another Mirshus Yachid. Sorry? But also, that might require a hanacha. If you don't have a hanacha, so then again, it's better. Again, this is all assuming that there's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim D'Araisas out there. In most of our communities, that's what people say, that keep walking. It might be in most of our communities there is no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim D'Araisa. If that's the case, so then it's better to stop, because it's only Durabanan anyway. So now you're continuing to do a Durabanan, so then you have to know. We should check our pockets beforehand. That's what we say in Nusach Ashkenaz, because it says about Malikin. You have to check your pockets beforehand. Okay. Let's continue. Oh, so just one other ha'ara on the Mishnah. Why does it talk about a poor person and a Baal HaBayis? Just say two people. One stay on the inside, one stay on the outside. Why do you have to talk about a poor person and a Baal HaBayis? There are a number of approaches given. The Bar Tanura on the Mishnah says that maybe it's to teach us that usually what's going on here with a Baal HaBayis and a poor person? Lachora, what's going on? Staka. So the Bar Tanura says you shouldn't think that you're allowed to give staka like this on Shabbos. It's still a mitzvah baba veira. I'm giving staka. Don't worry about Hotzah. No, it's still a problem. You're still chayif daraisa and you're still aser midrabanan. So that's what the Bar Tanura says. It's still a mitzvah haba baba veira. Just like so, the Rav Shlomo Mivilna in the back of the Gemara, the Chesuk Shlomo also asked this question, and he gives a number of two approaches. He says, number one, he says, the Gemara is about to have three other cases in Mishnayos that are two that are four. Two that are four. Two types of Shavuos that are four. Two types of Mitzoras that are four. Two types. By all the other cases, it's what's called a carbon ola v'yored. That the carbon, depending on how much money you have, if you have a lot of money, you bring this carbon. If you have a lot of money, that bring that carbon. So says the Chesuk Shlomo, maybe this is emphasizing that it's a Baal HaBayis and an Ani, chayiv, because it's the same carbon for the Baal HaBayis and the Ani. By Shabbos, it's a carbon chatos. Karban chatas. One karban chatas you have to bring, and a female animal, female sheep. So that's why maybe he says it's emphasized the balabais and the ani are the same here. They're not different to halachas, in contrast to the cases that we're about to have in the Gemara. And just two other haras, and then you can see the shorter dafim here, so there's more to talk about. There's Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnah, asks that we usually have a concept of ta'a bidvar mitzvah. Concept is quoted in Sanhedrin and in other places, that let's say I'm carrying a lulav, and by mistake I took my lulav out to Rosh HaRabim. I forgot, right? I forgot it was Shabbos. I forgot I didn't take a lulav. So I did the lulav after Rosh HaRabim. That's called ta'a bidvar mitzvah. I thought I was doing a mitzvah, but I was ta'a, I was misasik. I didn't realize. So there are shittas, and we paskin this way, that you're pater, you're not chayav a karban for ta'a bidvar mitzvah. A complete shogeg, okay, you forget it was Shabbos, you did not. But if you're involved in a mitzvah, ta'a bidvar mitzvah, you should be pater. So ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, so what's the difference between this case? Let's say you're doing staka. Right? The Bartender said mitzvah b'aveir, but let's say you're doing staka. We're talking about a case of shogeg here. Right, you're not doing it on purpose. Right? Why aren't you doing it on purpose? Because we're talking about a karban chatas. Karban chatas is only brought if you do it b'shogeg. So it has to be that we're talking about shogeg here. So why isn't this classified as a ta'a bidvar mitzvah? So he doesn't really have an acceptable answer that he finds fit. So I saw b'shem the Aruch Laner writes that if you look in the Rambam doesn't quote Ani and Balabais. He just quotes two people, one stay on the inside, one stay on the outside. So the Aruch Laner thinks maybe it's because of this problem. Because usually you would think Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah is not chayav a karban. The Rambam paskins, you're pater by Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. So that's why, according to the Rambam, he leaves out poor person and Baal Bayis. Because according to him, if it was really tzaka, and you forgot it was Shabbos, you wouldn't be chayav a karban. Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah is pater. So that's why maybe the Rambam leaves it out. Either way, it's interesting that the Rambam doesn't quote Ani and Baal Bayis. For some reason, the Rambam knew the Mishnah, and he didn't quote Ani and Baal Bayis. So this is one suggestion why he didn't quote it. Either way, that's right. Why does the Mishnah mention it? So maybe it's according to the Mandamar, Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah Chayiv. Okay, just one other point, and then we'll get to the Gemara, and that is the Rush asks a simple question on this Gemara. The Rush in the back. The Rush asks, right, what did it say that if the Balabayas is, that's what Rabbi Nun asked before, the Balabayas is just standing there, and then the Ani takes it, or the Balabayas takes it, so then the other guy is, it's Mutter! Mutter Lachachilo! Just stand there and let him take it from your hands. What's the problem? That's Mutter? Lefneiver! Ask the Rush, Lefneiver! Oh, I'm not doing anything, I'm just holding it up so he can do the Avera. What am I doing? So ask the Rush, Lefneiver! You're not allowed to help somebody, you're not allowed to put yourself into a position to help somebody to do an Avera. It's a good question. You know, what's going on here? So the Rush says, Tosfos asks this also, the next daf. But Tosfos says, oh, maybe we're talking about a guy. But the Rush says, no, Enochinami. The Rush says that, really, for Lefneiver, you would be Chayav. But the Mishnah is focused on Hilchah Shabbos. In the Hilchah Shabbos world, it's Mutter. You're right. In your scorecard in Shemayim, only on the Hilchah Shabbos scorecard is it Mutter. But your Lefneiver scorecard says it's going to be Aser. That's what the Rush says. Why is that Rush important? About 3 years ago, I think we discussed this, and that is the Rabbi Kiva Eger also on this Mishnah says, you know why the Rush is important? Because there's a big discussion by Lifnei Iver. Let's say I'm Lifnei Iver somebody for a treif. I give somebody a piece of treif to eat. So I get the Aver of Lifnei Iver. So how do you look at Lifnei Iver? What the Akronim call Klali or Prati? Do I have a separate to continue my mashal? Do I have a separate scorecard in Shemayim for Lifnei Iver, and all my Lifnei Ivers go on that scorecard? My Lifnei Iver of Treif, and my Lifnei Iver of Shabbos, and my Lifnei Iver of big cash about asking somebody to come for Shabbos and driving and whole discussion and giving somebody bread if you know they're not going to wash. All these are very complicated cases. Exactly, what's mutter, what's aser. So do I have a separate scorecard in Shemayim, and all my Lifnei Ivers go on that scorecard, or do I say no? That on every real Avera, on my Treif scorecard, I also have a Lifnei Iver section. Right? It's Prati. On every section, on all my Avera scorecards in Shemayim, I have actual Avera, Lifnei Iver Avera. Right? It's a separate section on that card. So how do you look at Lifnei Iver? Is it Klali, general, all the same? Or is it Prati specific? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, this Rush proves that it's general. Because what does he say? The Mishnah is only talking about Shabbos, not about Lifnei Iver. What do you mean? If Lifnei Iver is part of Shabbos, then it should be in the Mishnah too. Haraya, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that it must be that Rush is assuming that when you have Lifnei Iver, it's all the same. Lifnei Iver of 20 different Averas is all the same. There's actually another Nafkamina, by the way. What about Lifnei Iver of one of the big three? Is that Yehari Valyavar? That's another Nafkamina. Lifnei Iver of one of the big three, is it the big three? Or is it Lifnei Iver? That's a Machlokas Palomar in the Ramban. Whether you would say Yahari Valyavar by Lifnei Iver of one of the big three. Okay. So that is the Mishnah. Vayter in the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah says there, which Mishnah? The Mishnah at the beginning of Shavuos. Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba, Yedios HaTumah Shtayim Shehein Arba, Maros Negoyim Shtayim Shehein Arba, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba. The Mishnah at the beginning of Shavuos lists off four areas of Halacha where we have this concept of two that are four. What are they? So first, Shavuos. Shavuos, there are two types of oaths, two that are four. This is Shavuos, Rashi explains Shavuos Bitui. There are different types of Shavuos, which Beis Hashem will get to at some point. We'll talk a little bit about it here. Shavuos Bitui, which means if I take a Shavua, I will not eat donuts today, I swear, and then I eat a donut. I will eat a donut today, and I don't eat a donut. Right? So if I do that, that's called the Shavuos Bitui, that's an Isser D'Oraisa, and I'm Chayav Karban. Those are two benches of the Torah of Beferish. But based on a drasha, we include two others. I swear I ate a donut yesterday at the Siyam. I swear I didn't eat a donut, meaning past. The two in the Torah are future. The two in the past are the extra ones. Shtayim Shehein Arba. And the Gemara discusses, that's the four Shavuos, the two that are four, when it comes to Shavuos. A. B. Yedios HaTumah Shtayim Shehein Arba. There are knowledges of Tumah, two that are four. What does that mean? There's a halacha that if I'm Tameh, I'm not allowed to A, go into the Beis HaMikdash, and B, eat kachim, eat karbanos. Right? Those are two things. It's called Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. If I'm Tameh. So the Torah says that if you do by mistake, so then you are a chayav of a karban. But what does it mean by mistake? What mistake? So in the Torah, it seems to tell us if you forget you were Tameh and you go into the Beis HaMikdash, if you forget you were Tameh and you ate kachim, those are the two in the Torah for knowledges of Tumah. If you forget, it's not really knowledges, if you forget you were Tameh and you either went into the Beis HaMikdash or ate Kachim, so then that is the two in the Torah. Shehein Arba, that are four. What are the four? We add on the other two cases. If you know that you were Tameh and you didn't know that it was Kachim, you forgot it was Karbanos, or you forgot it was a Beis HaMikdash. How do you forget it was a Beis HaMikdash? Right? You see this big edifice in front of you. So either Bizman HaZeh, and you assume the Kedusha is still there, right, you can assume the Kedusha is still there. And let's say you go up on Har Abayis, you go on one of those Tehillim, and if your posek says that you're allowed to go up on Har Abayis, Bizman HaZeh, and you go up and whatever, the guy takes you a step over where you're supposed to go. It's very scary. If you ever go on any of those Tehillim on Har Abayis, you got to make sure that the person knows what he's doing and knows exactly where to go. So let's say that's a case where you don't realize it was a mistake. So for those cases, those are the extra two that are added on that you have to bring Kavarnos for. Shtayim Shehein Arba, two. The two, what are the two that are four by Tumah? Two, that you forget you were Tameh, and you ate Kachim, and you went to the Beis HaMikdash, or Shehein Arba, that are four, you knew that you were Tameh, and you didn't realize it was the Beis HaMikdash, or you didn't realize it was Kachim. Those are the two that are four about Yedias HaTumah. The next one, Marus Negoyim, right, what about Negoyim, Negat Saras? There are different types. This is where Mavr Sedra and Shnayim Mikra gets pretty difficult. You just kind of read the Rashis and hope for the best. Right, Maros Negoim, Shtayim Shehein Arba, the different colors of Tsaras. There are two main types of white. Rashi explains, one's like snow, one's like wool. There are two avos, two main types, and then there are somewhat weaker types of white that are also included in the Dindarais of Tsaras. That's Shtayim Shehein Arba of Tsaras. So those are the three out of four, and plus the fourth one is our Mishnah. Shtayim Shehein Arba by Yitzias HaShavos. All those four, why is this the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos? Obviously because of the first one. Because the first one has to do with Shavuos. But once the Mishnah there is quoted, guess what quotes all four? So those are the four quoted in the Mishnah. So what are we bringing this here for? So the Gemara asks now, on line 3. Maishna hacha detani bei shehein dala bifnim, u bei shehein dala bachutz, u maishna hasam detani shtayim shehein arba visulo. Why is it, asks the Gemara, that over there, we don't go into any detail. It just says, Shtayim Shehein Arba, period. And here, it goes, Shtayim Shehein Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shehein Arba Bachutz, Ani Yomi Bachutz, Ani Bifnim, goes into all the details. Again, we kind of like already could foresee the answer. But the Gemara says, over there it lists all four, but it goes into much, it just says Shtayim Shehein Arba there. You see, it's a Shabbat Shtayim Shehein Arba. Why, here it goes into much more detail. Why is that? So the Gemara says, well, we would have thought, Hacha de Iker Shabbos. Actually, going to be two answers to the Gemara. This is the first answer. Hacha, over here, to Iker Shabbos, who, here is the locus classicus. This is Maseches Shabbos. So by Maseches Shabbos, it makes sense that you go into more details. So the question is, what details? So that's the discussion right now in the Gemara. Over here, where Iker Shabbos is the main context of Shabbos, Tani Avos V'Tani Toldos. So it lists both Avos and Toldos. Avos, meaning, I'll mention this now, and Avos are Hotsa. Going out to Rishus HaRabim, that direction is Hotsa. Hachnasa, going in, is also a Doraisa, but it's what's called a Tolda. Somewhat secondary, somewhat offshoot. Toldos are also Doraisa. Rather, Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, Ein bein av la Tolda el a carbon bovad. If you do an av and a Tolda, an av and a different Tolda, you chayv two karbanas. A Tolda is also Doraisa. It's not a Darabana. So we'll talk about Toldos a lot. But anyway, so says the Gemara, over here, you know why it goes into more detail here? Over here, where it's the main discussion of Shabbos, it lists the Avos and the Toldos. Hasan, the Lavikar Shabbos, who, to Avos Tani, Toldos Lo Tani. Over there, it's brought up Derech Agav. It's talking about Shavuos and Saras and Tumah. So therefore, it quotes, just has the statement of Shtayim Shein Arba, but it doesn't have to go into all the details, because it's not discussing the Toldos there. Asks the Gemara, Avos. My nihu yitzios. What are you saying? You saying that Mishnah in Shavuos is only talking about the avos? What are avos? Yitzios, right? Yitzios, the goings out. So the yitzios treyavin. There's only two cases of going out. The ani going out could do things, right? That are two. Shtayim shehein arba. Right, so what's the arba? There's no four cases of hotzaa. What are the cases daraisa of hotzaa? Remember. What are the cases of Hotsah? Where Hotsah Daraisa, remember, you need an Akira and a Hanacha. You need two ingredients. And if we just said that the Mishnah over there is only referring to the cases, the Avos. So what are the Avos? Forget the Balabayis inside, because going in is a Tolda. Hachnasa. Going from outside to inside is a Tolda, which is also Daraisa, but we just said the Mishnah there is not talking about it. So we're talking about Hotsah from the outside. So the Ani is outside. So we said there are two cases of Daraisa. The Ani sticks his hand in, grabs something from the Balabayis and brings it out. Or, what does he do? Or what's the other case? Or the Balabayas, I'm sorry, right, it's one of each, the Balabayas is inside, he puts something, he stoops something outside, and he puts it into the hand of the Ani. Those are the two cases of Hotsah Daraisa. Those are the only two cases of Hotsah of the Av Daraisa. So what's the, we just said, the Mishnah there is only talking about the Avos. What do you mean the Avos? Then there's only two cases, not four. What's Shtayim Shehein Arba? Okay, that's the question. If we say the Mishnah over there in Shavuot is only talking about the Avos, there's only two cases of Av of Hotsah. So what do you mean, Shtayim Shehein Arba there? Even the more limited version over there doesn't fit. There's only two cases of Hotsah. So Gemara says, and if you want to tell me, no, you know what the four is? It's including the Durabanans, not the Toldos. The Toldos aren't included, but it's including Hotsah, the two Darais of Hotsah, and the Durabanans of Hotsah, which means what? Also, the direction of going out. But the two cases where you do, one person does an Akira and one person does an Hanacha. So that's what we add on. So that Mishnah is talking about the Avos and the Durabanans of the Avos, but not the Toldos. So Gemara says, but no, but then that's not parallel. But there, if you remember, the Gemara has a whole list of four cases, two that are four. And for example, the one by Tzara'as, all four are Doraisa. The Shtayim Shein Arba, it's a whole Doraisa discussion. How can you suggest that the Shtehein Arba over there in the Mishnah in Shavuos is talking about a case where that we're including the Drabanan? That can't be. That wouldn't be parallel. Because the cases, the case of Saras there, at least, that case, that's Shtayim Shehein Arba, all four types of colors are Daraisa. So you're going to tell me by Shabbos, half the cases are Daraisa and half are Drabanan? It's not parallel. So therefore, we reject this possibility. That can't work as an answer for why it went into detail here and not there, right? So our first suggestion was, there is only discussing the Avos. Here it's even discussing the Toldos. The Toldos, again, are, let's just translate it now. I didn't explicate this before. Let's assume Avos are the exact cases that were in the Mishkan. That's not 100% true, but that's mostly true. Avos are cases that were in the Mishkan, and that's why they're called Avos. Toldos, which means children, offspring, those are cases that are also Da'araisa, that are similar enough to the Av to be Chayiv, but they're not exactly the same. So the first suggestion in the Gemara was, over here in Masechet Shabbos, we're talking about Avos and Toldos. Over there in Shavuos, we're only talking about Avos. But that didn't work, because Shehein Arba doesn't work, because those are in Toldos, and that can't be Darabanans, because it wouldn't be parallel. So we have to have another chilik. How do you explain the connection between the Mishnah in Shabbos and the Mishnah in Shavuos? So we're up to El Amar HaPapa.
Well, maybe the Torah is the one that doesn't fit, because the others seem to be Dorais and Darabanan.
That's a question. So Rashi and Tosas both here say, it specifically picks Mitzorah, because that's Dorais according to everybody. So you're right. You're right. The Gemara could have said, I agree with you. It's a difficult. Rashi and Tosafot both say it only quoted this one because the other two don't really fit. The other two don't really fit, so doesn't that fit the pattern? Okay, I don't know. There must be an answer. I just didn't. I didn't look. Yeah, we're not here. That was the same question. Okay. So Ella Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa gives, and whenever you see an Ella, you know Ella 99% of the time means a totally different answer. Sometimes you'll have a couple of answers to the Gemara, it'll just say Amar Rava, Amar Abar. So if it doesn't say Ella, a lot of times it's just adding on to the previous answer. Ella usually means totally new answer. So El Amar Papa, new answer. Hacha de Iker Shabbos Hu Tani Chiyuvei Patirin. So over here again, the question was why by Shavuos it doesn't go in detail, and here it does. So over here again, because it's the Iker discussion of Shabbos, so that's why Tani Chiyuvei Upatire. That's why it says that no more chiluk Avin Tolda. Forget that chiluk. So this is the chiluk. Here it says the Deoraisas and the Derabanans. Hasam Delav Iker Shabbos Chiyuvei Tani Upatire Lo Tani. Over there, which is not the main discussion, it just talks about the Deoraisas Avos and Toldos. We're just gonna modify that a minute. Chiyuve maitani yitzios, yitzios tarti havin. Same question that we asked before. What do you mean? The Gemara there says yitzios hashabbos. Doesn't yitzia mean hotza'a? Yitzia, doesn't that mean only avos? And therefore you're stuck, you should only have two cases, not four? Same question as before. So now the Gemara has the chiddush, shtayim dehotzav, shtayim dehachnasa. No, even though it says yitzios there, it's including both directions. The two da'araisa going out, the two da'araisa going in. But the Gemara says, one second, v'ha yitzios k'tani. But it says in the Mishnah, yitzios ha-shabbos, goings out of Shabbos. So how can you say it's including bringing in? Again, yeah?
You just say it means going from one rishus to
another. Exactly, that's the Gemara's answer. So Amar Ravashi, tana hachnasa nami hotza kari lei. Ravashi says, no, simple. Hotza doesn't mean, like Maisha said, hotza doesn't mean only going out. It means going out from one rishus to another rishus. The word hotza can include hachnasa as well. And therefore, before we prove it, what's this answer? This is the second answer that we have on the daf. So the answer is that Mishnah is referring to the Deoraisas only, in both directions. The word Shtayim Shehein Arba mean two different things in the Mishnah in Shabbos and the Mishnah in Shavuos. The word Shtayim Shehein Arba in Mishnah in Shavuos means the two cases that are for all Deoraisa. Four cases, two Avos and two Toldos, all Deoraisa. What does Shtayim Shehein Arba here mean? Two Deoraisa that are for Derabanan, for both the Ani and for the Baal HaBayis. Why? And how, over there, it says Yitzios. How can it mean Hachnasa? How can it mean going in? The answer is no. Hotza can mean Hachnasa. How do you know that? From the following. Mimai, how do you know that even when the Mishnah says Yitzia or Hotza, it can also mean Hachnasa going in? Mitzran, because if you look at the Mishnah later on, at Daf Ayin Gimel, right, that's our Mishnah, the list of the 39 Malachas. If you need something to do this afternoon, you can look at that Mishnah, Daf Ayin Gimel, that's the list of the 39. Number 39 is Hotzah. And the Lashon in that Mishnah is Hamotzi Meirishus Lirishus Chayiv. If you take out from one Rishus to another Rishus, you are Chayiv. That's the Malacha. And the Gemara says, Milo Askina de Kamaayil Meirishus Arabin Lirishus Ayachid, the Kakari Le Hotzah. That case doesn't specify. So isn't the Mishnah also referring to a case that you're going from outside to inside, and it still calls it Hotzah? V'taymamai, why? Kol Akiras Chifetz Mimkomo Tana Hotzah Karile. Whenever you're going from one Rishus to another Rishus, that's called Hotzah. It doesn't matter what direction it is. And therefore, it can include, the words Hotza or Yitzios can include Hachnasa. Yeah. So that's the next kasha, the next statement, Amar Ravina. So Ravina says, Masisa Nami Deka, forget that Mishnah, use our Mishnah, exactly what Seth just said. Diktani Yitzios, because the Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah, the title is Yitzios HaShabbos, the Kamafarish HaKanasa Lauter. And right away we start talking about the Ani and the Baal Bais, including HaKanasa cases. Shmamina, so says Ravina, you can even prove it from our Mishnah, you don't have to run to the Mishnah on Dafai and Gimel in the 7th Perek. Our Mishnah as well teaches me that Hachnas is included. I don't know. It's unclear what the first opinion thought. Why can't you prove it from our Mishnah? I'm not sure. But either way, there it says, Bavir Samosi Mershus L'Rishus. Interesting, I saw that Rabbi Yosef Engel in quotes of Rokeach. Oh, you need a Rabbi Yosef Engel for this. It's unbelievable. He only lived 100 years ago. His Bekiah is amazing. Talk about Sinai and Ocher Harim, like we had yesterday. He had both. So he quotes a Rokeach that says, maybe there's a Pasuk also that proves Hachnasa is called Hotza. It says, V'chatzos HaLaila, we just had Pesach, Ani Yotzei B'toch Mitzrayim. So Hashem says by Rachas Bechoros, Ani Yotzei B'toch Mitzrayim. What do you mean Yotzei B'toch Mitzrayim? Ani Nechnas L'toch Mitzrayim. He's going in. He's not being Yotzei. Ah, so he says here too. It's called you have a Hachnasa that's called Yotzei. So he forget the two Mishnah, even the two Mishnahs. You have it based on a pasuk in Chumash where you have a Knesa that's called a Yitzia. Just one other ha'ara, and then we'll do the last line. That is, it is unclear l'maskana, is hachnasa a tolda? Okay, it's going to be important for various issues. The first opinion in the Gemara said clearly, hotza'a, going outside, was an av, going inside, hachnasa, was a tolda. But what about Rav Papa? Rav Papa forgot that answer. So the question is, does he reject that shita? Does he say hachnasa is also an av? It's not clear, and it's a major machlokas rishonim. The Rambam calls hachnasa an av. Right, we say, that's against the Gemara. No, the answer is that the second opinion might not hold that way. The second opinion might hold hachnasa is a tolda. And the so it's very unclear, and there's a lot of makoros related to that. But it does, and some say, hey, it's a before. What did we just say? Aren't avos in the Mishkan? So was hachnas in the Mishkan or not? So if you look, I don't know. Does volume one have daf memtes? I don't know if it goes all the way up to the memtes. I don't know, but if you memtes mebeis, I'll read it to you. The bottom of the amud, the Gemara says this is the source for learning out. No, sorry. Okay, the Gemara has the source for learning out malachos. Where do you learn it from? From the Mishkan or from elsewhere? So the famous one, the one that we hold, is from the Mishkan. So Gemara there says, just like they planted in the Mishkan, you can plant. Just like they cut in the Mishkan, you can. Just like they carried boards from the ground to the wagon, so too you can't be machna something from the street to your house. So it's a mefurish Gemara that hachnasa was in the Mishkan. And then the Gemara said the opposite as well. So how could you even fathom that hachnasa is a tolda if hachnasa was in the Mishkan? So Tosas already there asks that and says, you know what? Hatzah malacha geruah. Same thing that we said before. It's not enough to be in the Mishkan. For every other malacha, if it's in the Mishkan, boom. It's probably automatically enough. But Hotzah, remember, is an inferior weak malacha for one of two reasons. Either the same act as mutter here is us or there, that was Tosas, or there's no change in the Chafsa. For one of those two reasons, Tosas says, forget this Gemara. This Gemara is not a Raya. So it's really an open question, l'maskana, whether Hachnasa is an Av or a Tolda. The way it's a machlokas. Okay, let's do the last line. Rava Amar, Rava says, you know what? Forget the whole problem. Hachnasa meaning Yitziyah, Yitziyos. So Rava says, just change the word of the Mishnah. Rishuyos Ktani. It shouldn't say Yitziyos HaShabbos. You say Rishuyos HaShabbos. Meaning there are different types of Rishuyos, of areas on Shabbos. Rishuyos Shabbos Shtayim. There are two Rishuyos. There's Rishuyos HaRav and there's Rishuyos HaYachid. Therefore, there's no linguistic problem with the word Yitziyah, trying to include Hachnasa. Okay, so what we learned today, we learned about Hotzah. We learned Hotzah has two ingredients. It has requires an Akira, requires a Hanacha. If you do one or the other, it's probably Darabanan. If you do both, it's Daraisa. We learned that there are four cases in Shas that have Shtayim Shehin Arba. That's also listed at the beginning of Shavuos. We learned a little bit about Ta Bidvar Misna. We learned why the Mishnah starts with Hotzah. Remember, four or five approaches. Why the first beginning of the Masechta, Masechta Shabbat starts with Hotzah. We learned Hotzah Malacha Geruah. Two different approaches why it's Geruah. Even though Rabbi Yosef Engel says maybe it's the most chamur because it's unique to Shabbos, and then we continue to fit in the Mishnah in Shabbos versus the Mishnah in Shavuos.
The Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, which is Amotzi Merushus Lurushus.
Yeah.
So doesn't that mean either way?
Mm-hmm.
Why would the Mishnah have said Amotzi Merushus Lurushus?
Right. Exactly. That's what that's the Gemara's first proof that proves that Hachnas is included in the Lashon of Hamotzi.
Oh, wouldn't that support that it's an Av?
Wouldn't that support that it's an Av? Well, the question is, are all of those listed avos? If all of those, it says, arba malachas avos, I think it says avos there, then also afia is there, or bishul is there, not afia. So they say that's only there because of sidur de pasnokat. So it's that, in a chinami, that goes on the list. But there are gemaris, letzad, lekan, lekan. But either way, it's a machlokas, we've shown him whether lamaisa achnasa is an av, and Mishnah will have another chance to talk about it in the future. Okay, let's stop here. Was it? Okay, the shiur today was for all of us.
Above or below?
Yeah. Above 10
fucking is
a market.
That wouldn't be a hotel, right? Yeah. Well, car is fine.
Two that are four.